February 8th, 2010. Temptation. St. Peter says, "Praise be to Jesus. Once again I come to speak to you about temptation. It is always the pride of self-love that opens the soul to the compromise of truth. While no one should judge another's motives, it is good to understand why any soul would embrace untruth. It is in this way temptations can be avoided. The heart opens itself to Satan's lies through the love of some sin, such as greed, lust, love of reputation, or power. Once the truth is compromised, the sin seems reasonable and is embraced. Therefore, each heart needs to recognize where his affections lie and what ports of entry Satan uses to pull him into sin. If a soul is unable to see the ways that Satan attacks him, he is weak and vulnerable to evil suggestions. The more the soul recognizes this, the stronger he becomes spiritually. To know your spiritual weaknesses is to increase your spiritual strength. Every soul should pray to be shown this knowledge daily. Say this prayer. Dear Jesus, show me the ways Satan is attacking me in this present moment. Be my armor and strengthen me against his attacks. Amen." The following prayer given by Jesus on July 13, 2007 should be said with this prayer above. Your words, Lord, are light and truth. Your provision, your mercy and your love come to me clothed in truth. Help me always to live in your truth. Assist me in recognizing Satan's deceit in my own thoughts and in the thoughts, words, and actions of others. Do not let humility elude me, as I know humility is truth itself. Amen.